Blog Talk Radio.
If you can't know that it's not about you, but that it's about Jesus Christ, the one who sits high on the floor, make some noise! Oh, y'all too quiet in here. Come on, let's go! Hey, it's not about us. We came here tonight for the man who died for me. It's about Jesus. Aren't you glad tonight? It's not about you.
My. You're so amazing. You're so amazing. It is good to say good morning. Good morning, good morning. We thank God for his Holy Spirit. We thank him for his peace. We thank him for his understanding. When I hear the songwriter, Reverend, I hear the testimony, man. Now, when you can get in a song, I know you know, because you can say it the best. When you get in a song, man, and you start hitting the words, and it can start off being like, you know, you're practicing. You know what I'm talking about? And you're getting to one standard and to the next one. You know, Brother Darrell, you're holding your head back a little bit, and sometimes your hands go up, remember? Sometimes your heart go moving to... It just be beating kind of fast. You understand what I'm talking about, really? When you're singing the song to the Lord.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
When you're lifting your voice to the Lord. See, you might ain't got started yet, but let me tell you about it. She said, so amazing.
So amazing.
She's been so good to me. She's been so good to me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'm going to tell you how she's been so good to me. Because I wasn't even worried this morning to get up and put my feet on the ground, and he let me see another day. You know, so amazing. So amazing that you know he,
thank you,
that
Lord.
It could have been you. But now I'm going to tell you like this here, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we said, but we've been around the church long enough to know, hey, death is not a bad thing. We glorify so much on this side, how great it is to be over here. You know what? My. When we get to see his face, Reverend, we can say so amazing.
Yes, sir.
So praise amazing. And she kept repeating it. You know, sometimes I don't want to sit in it's some words you just can't say without just saying, Lord, I know if I say this word, I ain't going to be able to hold my peace. You know that word?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking
hallelujah.
About? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, you know, that's the highest praise, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest praise. I know it just wins, y'all.
Yeah.
I know it. The moment I heard that woman kept going, so amazing. So amazing.
So amazing.
Them going
thank
higher and higher. Reverend, know what I'm talking about, because he can hold a note. But when you love the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you love the Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Nothing can stop you.
Nah.
So amazing. You know, we're here to encourage you that you know that God is a God that knows all things. We cannot hide nothing from God. So why should have been think we're fooling ourselves when God knows our hearts?
That's it.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Weeping may come by night, but joy come in the morning. I'm telling you, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing to me, because I find out I have some low parts in my life and he spoke to me. Lord is still doing it, man. He is so amazing. I'm talking about it's easy to praise him, Reverend, when you got all your bills paid. You don't have no problems. It's easy to lift your voice. So how many can you lift your voice and say, he's so amazing and everything is against you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I have people, and I know you've probably been there too, people say, I know you can do this here. I know you can do this here. But someone always trying to block it. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? They just stand in the way of it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when God has something for you, Reverend, ain't nobody can stop it, Reverend. I don't care how many angels devil trying to put there. Because you know, the devil got some angels, right? Oh, yeah. Two-thirds of the angels fell with him. Them little imps be running around here. They got nice soup.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. They got nice what?
Yeah.
They got nice big old Bible.
Come on now.
Don't get it twisted. Them cartoon devils you've been seeing, that's fictitious. There's some real demons out there. As a matter of fact, they'll drink coffee inside you. If you don't watch it,
you can't watch it,
if you don't watch it, you'll roll over. You look at your wife, you look at your husband, what got in you?
And
you look at the little baby, you got the baby, and you look at the baby and say, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you ain't the one I just raised, you know. Come on now. You know, she said, so amazing.
So amazing. Hallelujah.
They sing that song, So Amazing. You know, and I don't know about you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to praise him a little bit more, because he's worthy to
That's
be
it.
Praised, man. I mean, he's worthy, man, because he's done some things to us. Man, I'm telling you, man, I can literally count in the last week, man, five people that I know have died. You know what I'm talking about? God has transitioned. Mm-hmm. And out of that five, four of them was Corona, man. Four of them.
Lord
and my daughter, you know, now my daughter came back and she positive now. You know what I'm talking about with that Corona? Mm. My grandson, now my daughter, you know what I'm talking about? You know, but they all well. It just got it's tested positive. You know what I'm talking about? They don't have no symptoms or nothing. You know, but God is a healer though. God is a healer, man. And I know He's a healer. Man, keep my family in your prayer. You know, God, I haven't been around them in about a week though. But keep us. My wife already took one. She got her test back yesterday. She came back negative. I'm waiting on mine to come back. But Just keep us in prayer, though. You know what I'm talking about? Everything been going so far good, but little Ethan and Tasha, yeah, they both tested positive.
Yeah.
But Elijah didn't test positive, though. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just keep them all in prayer, Reverend. I know
God's
good. I know He'll make a way. You know? I know when the sickness out there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and he still said, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm all right. That's what he said. he's 10 years old. I'm all right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Keep him in prayer, though, man. Keep him in prayer, though.
Yes,
He got a little mask on. It's a trip seeing a little baby with a mask on, you know. It's a trip, man. It's a trip. Keep us in prayer, man. I don't know what you got store for this morning. Love you, brother. I'm gonna get out of the way. I just want to say, so amazing.
You know you as well.
So amazing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So amazing. Oh, it's something about when you hear someone express the love, express and realize God and what He has done. You can't help but get happy and. See, people need to be reminded of whom they serve and what He can do for them. Hallelujah! Because we have darkness. We look at darkness too much. And when I say darkness, troubles, we look at troubles too much, and we look at defeated too much. Hallelujah! But we start speaking and walking in the faith, knowing that God has already taken care of this thing. We just going through a little obstacle course. But start shouting victory now. Start shouting, start praising Him now for your overcoming, or your breaking through it, for your victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just to encourage your heart a little bit this morning, God knows. God knows, and He even knows, and He even warns, even when He sent out the 12, hallelujah, the sent ones, hallelujah, the apostles were called, hallelujah. Then they were given instructions and also directions. I'm glad about, hallelujah, when God blessed us, and He calls you. To a different level, or He calls you for a closer walk, or He calls you to repentance. Hallelujah. He calls you, and then He instructs you, and He instructs you and equips you. Hallelujah. Sanctify you, and then He sends you out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So amazing, so amazing, so amazing. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. So amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good that we talk about it. It's good that we put in remembrance. Hallelujah. When someone needs a little help, a little strength, we should go to them, lift them up. And God, whom you serve, is amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so amazing. We thank the Lord this morning for that song. We thank the Lord for all you have turned aside to maybe just want to visit. Just want to visit with the Lord. Just want to consider the Lord. Just want to look upon what he has for us. Hallelujah. But we thank God. We adore him. We magnify him. How about this? We even say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him back. Hallelujah. He is the risen king. How about that? Seated in majesty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you, just for a moment, Matthew. Hallelujah. We'll look at Matthew, the 10th chapter. For a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come from this way that we know how. First, Father, we want to ask for forgiveness, sin known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we come to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for last night laying down and this early morning arising. As we lay in the image of the dead man, Father God, you allow your angels to watch over us. We said, thank you, Father God. You showed us love, Father God, as you protected us all night long, giving our body, hallelujah, a portion of health and strength. And you dispatched the angel that touched us this morning. We said, thank you. We looked upon a day we've never seen before, Father. Oh, Father, we look and we experience love once again, new mercies, a new day, a new chance to be better for you. We just want to tell you we love you, we thank you, we adore you, we magnify you, we lift your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for allowing us to experience, oh, hallelujah, life and love, liberty, joy, happiness, and peace, eternity. We thank you. And we ask you to consecrate our minds and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, hallelujah. And bless us. Bless us to love you. Bless us to love you. Thank you for you loving us. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Here we have in this Matthew, the 10th chapter, have the 12 being called. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have them giving them power against unclean spirits. Cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. Then we have the apostles. They were instructed and sent forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the word apostle signifies messenger. These were messengers of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We were to proclaim kingdom. Hallelujah. Christ gave them power. Thank you, Jesus. Heal all manner of sickness. In the grace of the gospel, there is a slave for every sore. Hallelujah. A redeemer for every mandate. There is no spiritual disease, but there is power in Christ for the cure of it. Hallelujah. See, I want to let you know, hallelujah, there is no nothing that, hallelujah, no nothing you come up against that God will not give you the strength, hallelujah, to bear it, hallelujah. He knows just what we can bear, hallelujah. So he calls them these disciples here. then he sent them out. Hallelujah. He told them, I'm just trying to give you a little introduction, let you know where we're going, where we're walking to. Hallelujah. I'm trying to help you paint this picture. Hallelujah. For you. Praise the Lord. Oh, great God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Yet they had more reason to rejoice that their names were written in heaven, while the high and mighty names of the great ones of the earth are buried in the dust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we start with the first verse, and 10 and 1, Matthew, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, gave them power against unclean spirits, cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lazarus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth, commanded them, saying, go to the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritan, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staff. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy. And there abide till you go in. And when you come into a house, believe it, Christ is telling him. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon you. But if it not be worthy, let peace return to it. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear
yes,
your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake the dust off your feet. For I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and homeless as doves. Oh God, oh great God, but beware of men. They will deliver you up to the council. Oh, hallelujah. And they will scorn, hallelujah, you in the synagogue. Listen. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. Hallelujah. 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 Our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So such as he does, his sent ones. Hallelujah. He warns. Hallelujah. prepared you for persecution. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need to know, hallelujah, for we shall be persecuted because, see, the world, they hate us. Huh? They envy us. Huh? When you try to live right and you try to walk right, you're trying to let them know, hallelujah, I'm going to equip you. I'm going to call you. Then I'm going to equip you. Then I'm going to send you out, but I'm letting you know. I'm going to paint a picture to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to send you in without you being warned of what's going to take place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But he tells you, beware of men, for they will deliver you up. Counsel, they will scorn you in their synagogues. How many have been scorned? You're just trying to live your best life, hallelujah, your best life for Christ. You're just trying to, and then you, just as God do, you try to warn others, hallelujah, when you see them go astray because you love them. But instead of them thanking you, they turn around and they set up counsel, evil counsel, allow evil things to get in their heart, and they find themselves fighting against you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here. Lord, let us know. See, because he knows all things. He is so amazing, so amazing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But if you walk with him, he'll lead you and he'll guide you. He'll help you. He knows where the pitfalls are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he allows love. Love has a multitude of fault. Hallelujah. You may have fault, but just keep on loving God. Keep on staying close to God. My mother told me years ago, hallelujah, if you live close enough to God, hallelujah. She told me, if you live close enough to God, he'll let you know what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Live close with him. Lean and depend upon him. Accept his counsel. Accept even his rebuke. Hallelujah. For he know you better than you know yourself. He see through you and all around about you. Hallelujah. So it's best for you to give him your heart. Herein, the Gentiles. Hallelujah. That have the gospel brought to them until the Jews have a chance to receive it. This restraint on the apostles was only in the first mission. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That wherever they went, how to proclaim in the kingdom of heaven, they told them, they were telling them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were to preach and to establish the faith, the kingdom. Hallelujah. The hope of heaven. To inspire the love of heavenly things. Yeah, that's what we do now. Inspire the love of heavenly things. Oh, hallelujah. This world is what we know right now. There is a place where the wicked self cease from troubling. There is a place, hallelujah. There is a place where the weary is truly going to be at rest. There is a place where the walls of justice, oh, hallelujah. There is a place where the foundation and the maker is God. There is a place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to be reminded that we are only pilgrims passing through. We need to be reminded. Keep this in your mind. The kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is even a part of it. It is within your heart. You need to know this when hard times come. You need to know this in times of peace and safety. You need to know this within your heart, no matter what come up on you, no matter of him warning of these things. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So keep on, hallelujah. Keep on fighting. Keep on praying. Keep on leaning. Keep on hoping, trusting, and depending upon God. Hallelujah. For he has created a good work within you. But beware of men. They will deliver you up to the council. We see this often, you know. You're trying to live holy, you're trying to live right, but the things that are within you, holy things, it causes problems that are people that are unholy when you're around them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why they create problems, because your very presence irritates them. Hallelujah. God,
watch
let
it
you
now.
Know
watch
how
it.
He,
watch
he
it
got you. God let you know he got you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said they will. They will scorn you in their synagogues. You know, we have synagogues even in our workplaces. People steal away and they congregate together.
My.
They try to plan against you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for revealing God. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah. But when they deliver you up, listen here, Jesus talking. When they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak. Well, it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. Oh, thank you, hallelujah. I just want to stop and testify right here.
Come on with it.
For
testify.
The same hour. I did not know what God wanted me to speak until I was king. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lisa. But I prepared myself as a willing vessel. Whatever you have me to do, Lord, I'm willing. And I'm willing. I'm willing out to Jesus. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how what you shall speak. It shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. When they come up against you, oh, hallelujah, pray, hallelujah, and let God have his way. Live in a way that God can use you. So when he needs it, when you need him, he can step forth and speak for you. But you don't want to dwell in an unclean temple. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, hallelujah, that he may live in you, hallelujah, that he may walk with you, that he may protect you, that he may be your guide, that he may be your help. Hallelujah. Prepare your heart for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For it shall be given you in the same hour. Oh, great God, what you shall speak. For it shall not, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. Oh, I can tell you right now, I feel so much Holy Spirit. Oh, right now, I can hardly talk. And the brother shall deliver you up, the brother to death, and the father, the child, and the children shall raise up against their parents and call them to be put to death. Hallelujah. Listen at the Lord. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures
to the end
shall be saved. It's all right. And God speaks this way. Hallelujah. He said, you shall be hated. You shall be hated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many many are jealous of you. Many are envious of you because they are not you. Because they are not girding up their loins. Because they are not taking up their cross and walking with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But that's all right. That's all right. You just endure. You shall be saved. Hallelujah. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gold over the city of Israel till the Son of Man become. Oh, great God. Hallelujah. Great God. That the disciples, hallelujah, not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is enough for the disciples that he be as his master. Thank you, Lord. And the servant as his Lord. They have called the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more shall they call them of his household? Listen here. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid, that shall not be unknown. What I tell you, listen, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops, and fear not them that kill the body, but are not.
All right.
able all to right. kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and he asked him a question. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. And it gets real deep right here. But this is what draws my attention to it all. But the very hairs, oh, Lord, of your head are all numbered. Oh, listen. That lets you know God know more about you than you have even come to know about yourself. He's already known.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people are trying to find himself, but God already knew you before he formed you in the womb. He already knew you. Even you don't even know the number of hairs that are on your head. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. That
okay.
lets you know right there. God know more about you than you yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It shows you how much he cares for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Know that we are not greater than the one we serve. So how we are to think we're above trials and tribulation. For it would do a great
right.
thing with us. It would work patience with us if we would only trust him. He's not going to put more on you than what you're able to bear, but trust him and lean not to your own understanding. Don't get lost within yourself and saying, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I know how you're going to make it. Hallelujah. Stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Stay up under his thumb. And don't know him from afar off, but know him up close. Hallelujah. So you can be able to stand and say, it's for God I live. And for God, I need to be walking with him just that close. Because if you don't watch him, if you follow him from afar, you're going to fall away. Hallelujah. When the winds blow, they're going to blow you out of your spot. They're going to get you out of your square at some place. Many people come up against you with the words, tempting you, trying to move you out of the place where God have you rooted and grounded in him. Hallelujah, but stay in him. We're not, therefore, ye are more valued than any to the Lord. Hallelujah. He asked him a question. Thank you, Jesus. He asked him a question. I'm not too careful. So, one of them shall not fall on the ground unless God, the Father, and heaven, unless he knows of it and allow it to happen. That you go through, don't you know God knows about it? Every heartache and pain, don't you know God had to allow it? But it is to make us better.
Oh, yeah.
He don't want you to get comfortable on this side.
That's
why you are in heavenly places and your heart longs for your home. Hallelujah. It longs for your home. This we only temporary passing through, so don't get too comfortable and don't conform your ways to the world, but conform your ways and transform your mind to him that is able to keep you, that is able to supply the needs that you have, that you can go to him in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is the connection that God wants with each and every one. He wants you to walk with him closely. Talk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be honest and open with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he can keep you in the hour of temptation. That he can keep you. What's coming up on the world. Hallelujah. Those he was warning them. Hallelujah. He was warning them. Thank you, Jesus. This is to every. You don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a sent one. But if you are a child of God, guess what? You are an ambassador. And an ambassador is a representative. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a title. That's a title right there
to enough to say, I believe you in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I accept the Romans way. I accept, I confess, I believe in my heart. Now they have put you into the family of God. Now walk as hallelujah, walk as you should. Walk as just be an example, a representative of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here and here. I understand. I know you say that this was back then. He was talking to a disciple, but guess what? It's good right now. It's good right now. Hallelujah. Let you know that this thing, this word of God is spiritual. Hallelujah. And if you're going to understand it, you must try to be spiritual. He must have tapping into that mind of yours. Hallelujah. That's why he said, hallelujah, conform your mind. Be you not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't let your mind be so much. Let me paraphrase for you. Don't let your mind be so much in the ways of the world and the curves of the world, but look on unto him. Hallelujah. Who is there no need of change. Hallelujah. We have to be born and then born again. Hallelujah. Cause first we was born in sin and shaping in iniquity over there in Psalms. That the one David will tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God allowed us to be called unto him. Hallelujah. And before we could be called unto him, he sent. Hallelujah. Before we was called unto him, he had to call us. He had to beckon us, hallelujah, to come. Men say, I decided to follow Jesus. But at first, it was a decision of God. It was a decision, for he was wounded. Thank you, Jesus. How you know he called you? How you know he called you to be a Christian? Because he was wounded. For our transgressions, when we were separated from God, hallelujah, Jesus connected us back to God, and he said, I'll go down and I'll die, hallelujah, hallelujah, he connected us back, so accept what he has done, and walk in the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the light as well, hallelujah, but here our lesson today, he warned the disciples, hallelujah. And me letting them know, hallelujah, things they will go through and things they should listen to. And as you're on your way, you're going from house to house or conversation to conversation. Stand for the Lord, hallelujah. And if the conversation not worthy, if they not ready to receive, shake the dust off, hallelujah. Turn that peace back unto you and go on, but you still confessing. Still confess, hallelujah, hallelujah. Still confess the Lord. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whatsoever, therefore, shall confess, whosoever, thank you, Jesus, whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. But whosoever, listen here, shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Think not, he tells him, that I am come to send peace on earth. I'm come not to send peace, but a sword, for I am come to send a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah. This may sound conflicting to some. let me back up. It may come saying, well, why would God do this? Because of sin. Hallelujah. And if you accept sin, hallelujah, he comes to put things at variance, to set things back in order. But if you're a lover of him, hallelujah, and you got to love him more than the ways of your earthly father or your earthly mother, more, you got to love him more, hallelujah, hallelujah, love his way, his will more. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh, hallelujah, not his cross, listen, and follow after me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah. But he tells me that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life shall, for my sake, shall find it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He that receiveth, you receiveth me. Thank you, Jesus. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Oh, it all walks together. Hallelujah. It all, and I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 See, you see how all this goes together? He come out. see, the world hath become corrupt. If they think not that I am come to send peace on earth, because earth was messing up. Disobedience have turned this thing that was created in beauty. Disobedience and sin have turned this thing into something that God did not create. Hallelujah. But he said he came to sin, but a sword, not to send peace, but a sword. And they set things back in order the way that it should be. But if you take up your cross and be spiritual, you'll understand these scriptures a little bit more better. You'll understand, hallelujah, instead of you trying to figure out your way, you'll understand God's way here. You'll understand the reading of the scriptures. But you first need to take up your cross, hallelujah, and follow after him, hallelujah. But if you don't do that, you're not worthy of him or what he done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that findeth his life shall lose it. Oh, hallelujah. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Be lost in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be lost in God. You don't have to worry. He knows your needs and what you need, but he's going to show you how to obtain. Hallelujah. A holy life. He's going to show you how to obtain. Some are living like this is all there is, but oh, hallelujah. because you die, it's not the end. You're going somewhere. Hallelujah. You're going somewhere, so make heaven your home. Start making preparations for it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that received a prophet. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He that received a prophet in the name of a prophet, hallelujah, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that received a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones of a cup of cool water, only in the name of the disciple. Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, you shall in no wise lose his reward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look, and this all from all that I read, from the B part of the fifth verse all the way through to the end of the chapter is in real. Christ speaking. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And his word is true. Hallelujah. His word is true. Hallelujah. He set out his warning. So if you find yourself in this kind of situation, He's already warned you. Hallelujah. But if you endure, hallelujah. If you endure, hallelujah. The race that we all are running. Some run fast and some run a little slower. Some may run a little bit and get out of breath and they sit down and they catch their breath. But one thing about it, get back up and get into the race. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stay in the race. Keep on running. Keep on raising your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a surrender, Lord, I need your help. Hallelujah. You can keep on running, but every now and then, just raise your hand. Raise your hand in adoration, and also raise your hand. Lord, I need you every hour. I'm going to keep on running, Lord, but oh, Lord, I'm going to keep on running, but give me strength, Father. Give me strength, Lord, as I run this race. Hallelujah. Help me to be what you would have me to be. Hallelujah. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come acquainted with him. Talk to him often. Let him know. Let him know. He already know your situation, but confess unto him that I need you, Lord. Every hour, in the same hour, when I don't know what's around the corner, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what's plotting, what people are plotting against me, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings that you've given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love him, and I just tell him thank him for all of you. Hallelujah. That would desire. Hallelujah. Thank you. That with desire to just love him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That with desire to turn aside and reason in his word because you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give this with what our wonderful Annie, honorable Annie gave us. Hallelujah. These golden nuggets, as we call them. I pray you can hear me. I understand some background noise. Thank you, Lord. Amazing grace. I hear you. Amazing grace you give. Ephesians 2:1-10. By grace you have been saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8 tells you. This same grace is available to all who call upon God. For in him we have redemption through his blood. Yes, Lord. The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Amazing. And as that song told us, so amazing. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. Hallelujah. Lives rooted in God. Unchanging grace can never be uprooted. Hallelujah. 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 The grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The grace of God. We realize through these dangerous toils and snares through life itself, just throughout the day, trouble all around you. But if it had not been for the grace of God, the unchanging grace that kept us, the grace of God that allows such wonderful testimonies, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Piercing the darkness. I hear you, Annie. Piercing the darkness. Jesus come to give light to a dark world. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Piercing the darkness. Sometimes it's real dark even with ourselves, but let the light of the Lord come in. Brighten up your day and brighten up your way. Isaiah 60:19. Hallelujah. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. And your God will be your glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to give light to a dark world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Also, within a stone throw, within a stone's throw. We serve eager to forgive. Thank you, Lord. God is eager to forgive us. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy flows in abundance. Hallelujah. He's eager to forgive us. So return unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, John. Return unto the Lord. He's eager. Thank you, Lord. He's eager to forgive you. Hallelujah. How do I know he's eager to forgive you? Hallelujah. He's eager. He's eager to forgive you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Because he tells us that he is the true God. His father is the husband man over here, John. He's eager to forgive you. Let you know that he, Christ is a true vine. He's a branch. He's a vine. Hallelujah. His love for his disciples. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave up himself. Oh, hallelujah. That's how you know he's eager to forgive. Well, he put some action into it. He gave of himself. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Also, there's a greater love. No man than this. John 15:13, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Oh, hallelujah. But it's conditioned here. It says, he tells you in verse 14, you are my friend. You do whatsoever I command you. Oh, hallelujah. So go forth in the Lord. Do what he tells you to do for your benefit, hallelujah, yourself, and even the family. Fresh fruit, fresh faith. I hear you, ain't fresh faith. God can change our doubts into bold statements of faith. God can change our doubts into bold statements of faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John 20. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Hold on and without wavering. Hold on. Hallelujah. Without guessing. You need to come in and move into that. I know the Lord will make a way. Everything with him, I just know the Lord. Don't even leave any room for doubt. Hallelujah. But be bold and stand. Hallelujah. That the God lays up on your heart when something is not right. Stand firm in it. Hallelujah. Fresh faith. The faith we realize that it's a substance of things hoped for. Hope. Hallelujah. Hope in God. Continue. Stand firm and be not wavering because the wind is blowing. Hallelujah. Don't be wavering. Don't be wavering because the storm is raging. Don't be wavering. Hallelujah. Because it don't look like, hallelujah, what you think it should look like. But stand firm in the Lord. be like this, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Yet will I depend upon you. Yet will I lean upon you because I know that you're working it out, Lord. I know it's for my good. I know you're allowing me so that I could be better. So let me look through and see victory. Hallelujah. We thank you today. If there's some in the lesson, hallelujah. When explained right or confused about or you would like to add to, push the one button. You want to tell them thank you, push the one button. You want a little prayer, push the one button. If you just want to express love, push the one button. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to thank God for another day, you can push the one button. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you just want to say, I hear you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can tell you this, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him. I found out, hallelujah, he will provide. I used to hear the elders say, I've learned how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I learned how to live. It's good sometimes to make melody in your heart with the Lord and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every victory. Thank you, Lord, for every hardship. Thank you. Just talk to the Lord sometimes. You'll be amazed. Hallelujah. After a while, he'll talk back at you. Thank you, Lord, through a dream, through a vision, through someone else. Hallelujah. You hadn't even told somebody about something, and you hear them talk to you what you've been talking to God about. That's God talking back at you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what I have for you today. God bless you.
Hey, good, Mike.
God keep
Mike,
you.
I don't think he can hear you.
Praise
Mike.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. He can hear you. Come on in, Mike. He got the spirit all over. He can hear you.
I just want to say that was a good lesson. I thank the Lord for that lesson. And
praise the Lord.
Keep me in prayer. Keep on praying for us in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Beautiful.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Mike. Reverend, beautiful lesson,
thank
man.
You
know,
thank you, Lord.
I'm a student of the Word from first, right? And I ain't no way I'm gonna come behind you with that. I just want to thank God for your labor, you know. Thank God for
what He
bestowed upon you, the reason, the Word. I think, like Mike said, you know, that nobody else don't hit that button. Just keep my babies in your prayer, you know. You know, keep them in your prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, they're doing good.
Sir.
They ain't feeling sick or nothing. They just
thank
got
you,
symptoms, you know. Yeah, they've been tested positive, you know. Yeah, but just keep them in your prayer. You know, I know how things God does it, you know. But no, I stand in God, man. God bless you, man. God give you
the
peace, you know, to pass it all on understanding, man. We just thank you for the Word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And again, you know,
I
just thank you. Thank you, thank you. You know, let the Holy Spirit keep using you. You know, we believe we've just been taught, you know, God has been good. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God has been good. I like that real. God has been good. Mm-hmm. We need to say that more. God has been good. We need to keep reminding ourselves and each other that God has been good. So whatever, accept what he allows. But know that he's been good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He allowed burdens, but then he also lifted burdens. he's been good. He allowed sickness, but he also heals. He has been good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He looks beyond our faults and see what we need. God has been good. He's been a way. Hallelujah. Out of no way. Thank you. He's been good. He's been good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So amazing. So amazing. He's been good. Tell of his goodness sometimes. Tell of his goodness. And who have you told? Lately, God has been good. Somebody need to hear that. Oh, thank you. I'm being blessed by it. Hallelujah. Somebody need to hear God has been good. As a matter of fact, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. I've messed up with myself a lot of times, but God has been good. He showed me what I needed to correct. he removed the blindness that I had, hallelujah, when I couldn't see myself, hallelujah. And removed it, and I shook my head and seen where I needed to be delivered. And he delivered. But God has been good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank
hey,
you,
Reverend.
Jesus. Oh,
I got somebody
yes,
I got somebody want to testify, man. I got somebody want to testify.
Yes, sir.
You don't mind. You good with that?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Someone can live in a way that you know
that they love you. Hallelujah. We live in a way, the world, we love God. We oh, thank you, Lord. We let our light shine. Thank you, Lord, before him. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you as our prayer. There be nobody else with the one button. Anybody have a prayer on their heart or want to give us a prayer till we meet again? Till we meet again, praise the Lord. Till we meet again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we'll pray, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you have allowed us to experience, the service you allowed us to have, the time you've given us, Father, that we may just say we love you. Oh, Father God, the time you've given us that we may return unto you, the time that you've given us, the grace and the mercy that you allowed it unto us, a time to come back to you, a time to be strengthened into you, a time to just walk a little bit closer. Lord, we want to just say we love you. We thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Bless, Father God, those that ask for prayer. You know each and every one. Thank you, Father God, for one that came forth and said, I just want to thank God. Hallelujah, for the lesson. Thank you for the ones that you allowed to listen and pray for the success of God's word going forth. We say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for the conviction, hallelujah, that you would give with the Holy Spirit, the application of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to tell you that we do love you, Father God. Thank you in advance for healing those that you so desire, that it will be your will so desire to heal. Hallelujah. Cover those, Father God, that you desire to cover. For keep those that you would desire to keep, and those that you would call unto your very bosom, Father, we pray for those families. Give them strength, Father God. Oh, Father God, some in the midst of transition, and some have already transitioned. We say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, bless the wounded and heart because of a lost loved one, the broken heart, the brokenness we ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you will cover it, that you will keep it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We ask, Father God, for healing. For healing, Father God. Oh, Father, those that you so desire to heal. Oh, Father, give strength to those that are going through and their bodies are waiting on healing, Father God. We ask it be thy will, Father God. You would deliver in the name of Jesus. You would deliver in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, those that receive that positive little test. Father God, hallelujah. I know a negative music is not a good thing, Father, but we will pray, hallelujah, that in this situation, negative, hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah, we ask for a negative result, Father God, that healing, we know that healing has transpired and took place, Father God. We're asking, Father, for your healing hand to touch, Lord, oh, in the name of Jesus, and bless the heart, the mind, to understand your will and your way and the things that you want. Bless us to be good followers and good vessels, Father God. Oh, we want to tell you we love you and we thank you. Thank you for Amy, Father God. Hallelujah. Amy Marvick, continue to bless her. Oh, touch her household, even her grandson. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you know, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask that you have your way. Give the desires of a heart, even her daughter, Yolanda, continue to bless her, strengthen her, give her what she needs, and lead her in the way that you would have her to go in Jesus' name. Let her know your will, hallelujah, your way for her life in the name of Jesus. These are the blessings we ask. In the name of Jesus, touch my family, Father. God bless them. Continue to allow your spirit to burn within their hearts, that they may live in a way that's pleasing to thy sight. In Jesus' name, each and every one. Hallelujah. Bless Ashley. Bless Michael. Bless RJ. Bless Landon. Hallelujah. Keep them, Father God. Bless them to be just what you would have them to be is my plea, Father God, is my cry. And I want to tell you I love you. And I thank you, Father God, even my wife, bless her. Give her the strength that she needs to be pleasing in thy sight. Oh, Father God, bless Reverend Brian and his family. Give him what they need, Father God, to go on and be great servants for thee in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Put your arms of protection around the family, Father God, hallelujah. Even our Christian family, hold us and keep us. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Oh, thank you for every listener and every follower. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
About. The story is told of a little girl who had a very serious blood disease that caused her to go to the doctor every week and take a series of painful shots. One week the little girl was in such great pain that she cried out to her father. She said, Daddy, please make them stop. Her father looked at her with tears in his eyes and said, Baby, it's going to help you feel better. Try to do the best you can to get through. A little later, the girl cried out again. She said, Daddy, would you please make them stop? Daddy said, but baby, this is a part of the cure. It's going to make you well in the long run. Try to make it through. And finally, that girl got a pain that just went all over her body, and she didn't know what else to do, so she just cried out. She said, Daddy, will you have mercy? And when that girl said mercy, her father rushed to the doctor's side, grabbed his hand and said, don't you touch my baby no more. I want y'all to know that's what God does tonight. Sometimes the devil gets on your track. You pray all night long and look like you can't get a prayer through. But early in the morning, you just fall on your knees and say, Daddy, would you have mercy? Daddy, I can't see my way through. Would you have mercy? And that's when God
Yeah.